Three musicians who came together at Brooklyn's Pratt Institute and a guitarist they met in an unusual way are the rock band known as Stella Star. Our critic Jim Fusilli says these newcomers offer something familiar, yet their enthusiasm makes them refreshing and almost new.
A rock band with a pop sensibility or a pop band that rocks? Either way, the young members of Stella Star can't help but express the joy in the simple act of making music together. In the walls, in the fall, I can see them all, the 44 superstores, all across the mall. It took a while for me to know, I am not alone. Oh, 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 oh. Though the members are in their mid-20s, on their debut self-titled album, Stella Star is already beginning to show signs of maturity. The off-time signature here, the long instrumental intro there, the clever pop hook. In this song, listen how the interplay between guitarist Michael Jurin and drummer Arthur Kremer lifts the melody. Serendipity plays a role in Stella Star's path to success. Perhaps that explains their uncommon energy. One day, the original trio was on their way to rehearsal and stopped by one member's old apartment building to pick up his mail. They found guitarist Jurin, who they had never met, now living in that space. He was looking for a band, and the quartet was born. Jurin's playing, which marries noise and melody, shows why he was a key addition. What Stella Star has is an ambition to make unpredictable rock full of time changes and odd sounds, full of unbridled enthusiasm. And I can hear that spark I heard on first albums by the likes of U2, The Cure, The Smiths, and Joy Division. I'm going to keep listening, and one day I expect we may hear something very special from Stella Star.
Our reviewer, Jim Fusilli, also writes about music for The Wall Street Journal. He reviewed the self-titled debut CD by Stella Star. Go.